Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right. One of the nurses who had, excuse me, you see, and I hiccup and I burp, right? Really, I had a break. I had like a 5-minute break before I went on air. I could have done all the burping then. All of a sudden I'm on air and then I burp. You know what it is? Because I sit quiet during my break. You guys think I talk all the time. I don't. So I sit there quiet and all of a sudden I get ready to blurt and, or not blurt, but perform or broadcast. And the air starts to come up, and I'm like, hi, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, while the music is going on, I'm going to talk. You know, we're always told not to talk when the music's on, because you guys are supposed to hear the music. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. All right, so you guys are supposed to be sitting there rocking out today. You guys don't want to hear my stupid voice. You only want to hear my voice when I'm supposed to be talking. So I sit there quiet, and all of a sudden the music's over, and then I'm like, hi, so anyway, that's the way to start the week. All right. Anyway, the nurse, Nina Pham from Dallas, who unfortunately became afflicted with Ebola, is now turning around and suing the hospital for failing her and her colleagues when they took care of Thomas Eric Duncan. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the Supreme Court is preparing to hear a challenge on healthcare when it comes to the subsidies. This is a very, very interesting part of the Obamacare fight. Be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does weighing in. I think year after year, the Supreme Court is going to have to weigh in on some part of that law because the law was written so halfway, but you know how I feel about that. Then we have butt augmentation and labiaplasty, some of the biggest, now more common procedures for plastic surgery. And, you know, do you need your butt lifted? I never even thought. I mean, I was always worried about, you know, doing my boobs because I thought that, you know, eventually they'd have to be above the waist after breastfeeding a couple kids. But I guess now I got to worry about sagging buttocks. So we'll talk about that. And then we will talk about leprosy. Apparently, there are 3 leprosy cases confirmed in Florida that they are linking to armadillos. So we'll talk about the armadillo. I'm sorry. You know, I love all God's creatures and all animals, but the armadillo is one ugly animal. And now that it's causing leprosy, so we're going to talk about that. Then, apparently, you could possibly detect early Alzheimer's as young as age 20. Apparently, they could see signs of Alzheimer's. I know. Now I'm thinking, wait a second. You know, most of the young people I know, you know, you go, wait a second. Are they having brain farts? Are they, you know, like, nah, they probably just drank too much. We could possibly be seeing early signs of Alzheimer's back then. And I don't even know what I'm talking about. I think I'm having a little moment myself. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but of course, never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the Supreme Court is preparing now to hear the challenge, okay, on Wednesday, which is obviously 3 years after the Supreme Court said, oh, Obamacare is unconstitutional, but if you do it this way, it is. And apparently we have the issue of the subsidies, okay? Right now, more than 6 million lower-income Americans who get their health insurance through the federal marketplace or exchange depend on the subsidies that reduce the premiums an average of 72%, which is kind of ridiculous. I don't understand why all of a sudden insurance is now costing like $1,500 a month. and then we are paying for individuals to get it knocked down to $200-$300. Why don't we do something so that the insurance isn't $1,500 a month anymore? I mean, that, to me, just, you know, paying the insurance companies with government subsidies makes no sense. Anyway, all right? The problem is if you live in a state that doesn't have the exchanges, then do the patients get the subsidies? All right? They say the subsidies are supposed to be available only to insurance customers who bought their policies through an exchange established by the state. Customers who bought their insurance on the federal exchange could lose subsidies if their state doesn't have the state exchange. You see that? Only 16 states have their own health exchanges up and running right now. Which means if you live in a state that doesn't have your own state exchange, and the Supreme Court's like, well, no, according to the law, you know, the federal government is not, you're not supposed to be getting the subsidies then now you're screwed. You see? And again, I think this whole subsidy thing is really, really stupid. I think we are wasting so much money on how we are doing all this reimbursement type stuff, okay? This is not making any sense. A brief filed by 22 states, some of them with their own exchanges, said Congress could not have intended to give them the authority to rely on the federal exchange while depriving their benefit, the residents of the benefits of using it. So friend of the court briefs have piled up, and now you're going to see the controversy of whether the state has the exchange or not. Does the Obamacare give money to everybody? And the subsidies to everybody that qualifies. So the Supreme Court, it's a very, very small technicality, but if they rule the way of, well, wait a second, I mean, that's what the way the law is written, you guys are going to have to change the law. I don't know what the sequela could be, because then, you know, they could just add an addendum going, all right, guys, we are going to allow the federal exchanges to work in states where they don't have the state exchange. I mean, it's a technicality. All right, but again, it's an important fight because of the millions upon millions of dollars going into these subsidies. You know, and I'm looking at the price of the insurance and the subsidies people get. You know, one of my patients is able to get their health insurance for $72 a month. Why? Because the rest of the country is paying for it. Now, good for her for getting that done, but how long is this going to last? I mean, how long can we subsidize an $800 a month drop for that one particular individual? We can't. So, of course, you know, pieces are going to get fought. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's whatever every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah, no burp yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, no, but now I'm talking. See, you know what it was? I scarfed down my breakfast too quick. I shouldn't have done that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Of course, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was just kind of, you know, jam into some Stephen Wilson. You got to check this out. My engineer loves him, and I'm a huge fan. Great, great music. And, oh, my God, for those of you that love instruments and more than, you know, synthesized music, like a lot of the music today, God, a lot of the music today is such crap. Some really good quality stuff. Really, really good stuff. All right. Ty writes, he wrote this a few weeks ago. All right. Since Obamacare, my premiums have skyrocketed and I lost my job. However, Luckily, I qualified for the exchange and have affordable insurance. But here's the irony. No doctor will take my insurance. What's up with Nevada Health Co-op? Okay, he lives in where I live, in Las Vegas. And we have an insurance out here that is on the exchange that has allowed a lot of people to get some sort of coverage. And I have to admit, I'm supposed to be here to tell you the truth. It's kind of working for a lot of my patients. All right? I mean, in the beginning, it was kind of rough. Okay, I was saying people were, you know, the insurance companies are saying patient responsibility. They're like, wait, I bought this insurance, et cetera. But for some of my patients, it is really working. Okay, I mean, I know we expected every single insurance company to be on the exchange or any quote-unquote Obamacare insurance to have issues. But, so far, so good. However, what I'm getting where I live is apparently there's certain tiers to it. And so it's almost like tier one is kind of like an HMO where you have to go to just, X amount of doctors on the list. And you don't have as much choices. But the more you pay out of pocket in terms of copay, et cetera, the more choice you have. So, you know, I've seen that and it's working. I mean, here's the thing, guys. We're getting by. All right. As we come into another election, right, which is, and we're already starting to see all the stuff happening, CPAC, et cetera. But you're going to have both sides go at it. And, you know, the what I think both sides could agree on is we're at the best case scenario, getting by. All right. But it is not perfect and it stinks. Okay. You know how you're starving? And you get food, and yeah, you may be really, really happy, but you're still malnourished, you're still hungry, but somebody said, yeah, but you got food. See, that's how, is that a good analogy? No, crappy analogy? All right, so we've gotten a lot of people into some sort of a plan, which was what politicians had promised. So they got them into a plan. It's at the expense of everybody else, and it seems like an unfathomable amount of money that we can't sustain, so it seems to be highly sustainable. But remember, these patches are just to get through the next political season. So they did what they claimed to do. Now, because the law passed and we start to promise everything that we promised, now we're here trying to pick up the piece and going, well, now what? All right, so now I have patients that go, look, okay, I have Medicaid, but where are the doctors that take Medicaid? All right, so we expanded Medicaid. We got a lot of people on Medicaid, so we saved people from being uninsured, but did we get them health care? And can I give you a definition of what I think health care is? Health care is care for your health. It should not have time constraints. If I am promising you health care, if I was, let's say, running for office, and yes, thank you, I know I have your vote, thank you, but I'm not, okay? If I was, I'd rather have ratings than votes, okay? So don't be spreading the word to vote for Dahlia. Spread the word to actually, you know, rate my show and nicely, rate the show nicely. Anyway, if I said I was going to promise you health care, I would be the biggest liar, the biggest sniveling BSer if I only gave you coverage temporarily. Because if I am promising you health care and I am promising to take care of your health, then that's till, you know, through thick or thin, till death do us part, so to speak. All right. Healthcare means I'm going to be taking care of you when you become diabetic, when you get the cancer, God forbid, if you have a heart attack, etc. But I am promising you that I'm going to be taking care of you through there. If I am like, yeah, we're going to give you healthcare coverage, we're going to give you health temporarily, and then whatever happens with the next congressional session or Senate session, it's up to you. No. Okay. Then that is a big lie. The other thing, too, is if I am promising health care, then not health care doesn't mean I gave you an insurance card. Health care means I am allowing a system where you could go and get care. You could go into a clinic immediately, access. Somebody will see you. I mean, how many of you with the flu can wait till April 14th? No. I mean, if you're sick, you want to be seen that day. The only way we could promise health care like that and do it even better than the socialist countries is having a network of clinics out there. You don't have to turn this country socialist. You don't have to keep on taxing the middle class, the upper middle class, and the rich. All right, you have tons of these clinics around the place that offer the care that has to be, and it's not free. People pay $5, or they pay $10, or they use part of their unemployment check or whatever. Okay? But the money we have spent on Obamacare, the money we spent on these political campaigns could have already set up these clinics easy. And I think it's a wonderful idea that we have, one, donors, okay? You could name the wing after the donor. Donors love to have wings and clinics named after them, you know, and their name on the wall, and they're the ones supplying all the medicines or whatever. We, rather than taxing the hell out of the pharmaceutical companies, and rather than them being browbeaten like they have and discouraged to start new drugs because they won't be on the formulary, reward these pharmaceutical companies by incentivizing, saying, look, if you stock some of the clinics with your medicines, you know, X, Y, and Z, where is the incentives? Okay? Get employers out of the whole insurance controversy. Do not have them the ones paying for your insurance, because they're just going to fire you and then you're going to lose your insurance. Remember, we're talking about health care. We're talking about long-term care. Now, yes, these clinics can be overrun. Absolutely. All right? But everything is supposed to be temporary. Okay? We have some people with permanent disability. We get that. All right? We understand that. But when it comes to unemployment, when it comes to welfare, when it comes to inexpensive health care, where is the plan to allow people to only use these for a certain period of time and then grow and transform to where they could do it themselves? All right? Why don't we have that sort of system? Why is it just, now we got to give them free? If it's a Medicaid patient, they pay nothing. Look how many people are paying nothing. Yet we see them still driving nice cars, getting hair done, buying junk food, etc. We have a lot of poor people, but not that many poor people that we have to take care of. All right? We need to change this whole thing around, and we have to have a healthcare system that will allow you to grow into it, but will also be there as a net in case you do get the cancer, you do get the blood pressure, etc. Right? Rather than donating $1 million to Obama's campaign, somebody could have bought a couple MRIs and put those in these clinics. Same thing with CAT scans, something with, you know. Now, I'm not saying we legislate a law limiting the amount of political contributions, but imagine a politician standing up and saying, look, don't give me money. Give the money to this clinic here in Minneapolis or this clinic here in Los Angeles. I want all my campaign contributions and donations going to that free clinic, or we shouldn't call it a free clinic, but that uninsured clinic. Now, I'd vote for that person. You wouldn't know about him because he wouldn't be on TV. But, the whole system is so crappy, it's not even funny. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Nina Pham suing the hospital where she received Ebola. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Nina Pham was the nurse that had been taking care of Thomas Eric Duncan at Dallas, I believe it was Dallas Presbyterian, Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. 26-year-old nurse is now suing Texas Health Resources, all right? for a variety of issues. The lawsuit was filed today in Dallas County against Texas Health Resources, alleging that there was a hospital lack of training and proper equipment, violations of her privacy, and it made her, quote, a symbol of corporate neglect, a casualty of a hospital system failure to prepare for a known and impending medical crisis. She says that Texas Health Resource was negligent because it failed to develop policies and train its staff for treating Ebola patients. She said Texas Health Resources did not have proper protective gear for those who treated Duncan. Texas Health Resources responded Friday with a statement from spokesman Wendell Watson saying Nina Pham bravely served Texas Health Dallas during a most difficult time. We continue to support and wish the best for her, and we remain optimistic that constructive dialogue can resolve this matter. And then they declined to address the specifics of Pham's allegations. So, Nurse Pham wants unspecified damages for physical pain, mental anguish, medical expenses, and the loss of future earnings. She says that she wants to make hospitals and big corporations realize that nurses and healthcare workers, especially frontline people, are important, and we don't want nurses to start turning into patients. So, of course, you know, doctors all across America are like, all right, well, when do we get our hazmat suits? You know, Ebola has quieted down, although I believe Sierra Leone's vice president has now been put into isolation. We'll talk about that. That's some breaking news. But, you know, what is the hospital's responsibility? Well, first of all, workers' comp should have already kicked in. All right, I'm hoping the patient didn't have to pay for her treatment. I'm hoping workers' comp jumped in, took over, and usually workers' comp handles this. However, it looks like there may be the issue of now that she's better and released, what about future earnings? You know, because, again, medical expenses should have already been covered by workers' comp. I'm not too sure exactly what's going on there. Then we have the physical pain and mental anguish. Now, the reason why workers' comp exists is so that if your nurse does contract HIV, let's say you have a nurse that contracts HIV in a hospital, and you trained her not to recap needles, and you trained her about HIV, and she still gets stuck, your workers' comp still has to cover that. So whether the nurse was trained or not, you're responsible. So in this particular case, if there wasn't adequate Ebola training, and then what defines adequate? You know, there's been a lot of controversy over what was done. Was it just a quick meeting? Was it a video? But if adequate is very, very subjective. So I'm not sure how the hospital would defend itself on adequate, because somebody could say, well, it was inadequate because one of your staff contracted Ebola. But then, I mean, how much can a hospital do with a deadly virus? All right? I mean, you know, we aren't sterile in a hospital environment. I'm not saying this to defend them. You know, I understand what she went through was horrible. And, you know, some of the things that it looks like, you know, happened, like, for example, she said that she was spending hours alone with Duncan, cleaning up his bodily fluids, monitoring his vital signs, reassuring him that everything would be okay. And she said that he had told her before he died he felt very isolated. She held his hand, told him she would pray for him. The epitome of what a nurse should be. I mean, this woman put her life on the line, just a beautiful woman inside and out, absolutely. She said, however, she was the last person besides Mr. Duncan to find out he was positive. She said, you'd think the primary nurse would be the first to know. She broke down and cried, not because I thought I had had it, but just because it was like, whoa, this is really happening. Unfortunately, Duncan had died October 8th, and then a few days later, Pham tested positive for the disease. She was initially treated at Presbyterian and then went to the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, had a series of experimental drugs, plasma from Dr. Kent Brantley, and she lived. She survived. So from a patient standpoint, from a nursing standpoint, from a hospital or hospital administrator standpoint, how do you manage? And we talked about this, obviously, when Ebola had, come to America, and we were you know, seeing the casualties from that. And again, we only lost one person thus far, thank God, and not more than that. But I don't know what all hospitals, doctors' offices, labs, pharmacies need to do. Okay? When there is a deadly disease that we are not prepared for, all right, who is the one to blame? Is it the CDC's fault for not going, look, guys, I know it's 1996, but in case Ebola hits you in 20 years, I want you guys to all have this, and those types of protocols. Is it the CDC's fault? Is it the first ER doctor's fault for not diagnosing the Ebola and then sending him home? You know, when he had the fever and he wasn't feeling well, etc. Is it the lab test fault? Because it takes so long to get the lab test back. You know, there's an argument that it's everybody's fault. And if it's going to be everybody's fault, are we going to start seeing more hospitals? Like, there were rumors that hospitals are like, look, if you got an Ebola patient, don't bring them here. We're not prepared. Don't come here. Which is why in the news we were like, look, you know, and I was, you know, calling around going, look, where is the go-to hospital if we think we have a patient with Ebola? Where am I supposed to send it? All right, because we're not prepared. We don't have hazmat suits and reverse filtration. And, you know, so somebody walks into our clinic, you know, what are we supposed to do? And so, you know, there were also rumors that some doctor's offices were even thinking of closing. Because if they couldn't protect their patients and they couldn't protect their staff from Ebola, because somebody could be walking around in Dallas or whatever that was exposed to Thomas Derrick Duncan, then just close up until everybody figures this out. Well, that's not the way to do healthcare. So I'm not sure where this case is going. And again, I really feel bad for everything she went through. The workers' comp should still be continuing to take care of her. I don't know how much longer it would be, but we're not talking about Ebola. What rights do nurses have if they contract an illness in the hospital? Or the rights a doctor has contracting an illness in the hospital? What rights would you have? If you are in the ER, somebody next to you, all right, is coughing, the tests come back that patient has tuberculosis, the hospital immediately quarantines them when they figure that out, you unfortunately were exposed, you now come down with tuberculosis that you believe you got from there, do you have a right to sue? I mean, hospitals won't exist if these lawsuits keep coming, because sick people who stand in line at a pharmacy or at a buffet or whatever end up in the ER, and then the ER has to, as quickly as possible, decide where to triage and where to move people to. And, you know, nurses are already getting harder and harder to find, because you have to be completely selfless. And God bless the men and women that are out there in the nursing community. They are the backbone to our healthcare system. But if the staff is going to sue the hospitals when they, you know, become affected with an infectious disease, it's going to be very, very hard to keep these hospitals open. And Nina Pham will now be a very important key to hospitals and doctors' offices getting their acts together to the best ability that they can. It's just Ebola surprised everybody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to move on, but really quickly, we got an email You guys can always email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or, of course, you can call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254. Mariel writes, Doctor, I'm confused. I'm an RN. All nurses are trained not to touch themselves with other patients' bodily fluids. Hospitals enforce this as well. Good hand washing, facial shields, goggles, gowns, always accessible in rooms of patients. Why is the nurse suing? I'm wondering if the virus was airborne. We had talked about this a while back, too. If the nurses were using the precautions of not touching their eyes or their mouth or getting exposed to bodily fluids because of their training or hospital rules, why was there the debate that the staff was not well trained? Well, because there's a couple concerns. One is we talked about maybe it was going airborne, but thank God nobody else around Thomas Duncan, you know, got the virus. So if it was airborne, we would have seen many more. Number two, they think maybe what happened is as they were removing the gowns, if they touch their skin, your skin has pores, maybe micro tears, etc. And so even if you're not touching mucous membranes, like putting your fingers inside your own mouth or rubbing your eyes or rubbing your nose, there was some discussion that one nurse who came down with it thought maybe what happened is she touched her face. Maybe she rubbed her nose, picked her nose, something like that. But we don't know for sure. So, you're right. Nurses know how to wash their hands. Nurses know to not put dirty fingers in their own mouths. They know that. And a hospital doesn't have to teach that, but hospitals obviously reinforce that. It was, if she caught it, even though she did all that, and it wasn't airborne, because maybe she touched her skin, she touched her cheek, that was something that had to have been, that should have been information that should have been shared. And that's something that I'm sure the hospital didn't know at the time, and none of us knew at the time. So, good question there. And then, there was another question, darn, over the break. I'm trying to remember. I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. Oh, I'll have to remember it. It was, it had to do with, I can't remember it. I'm sorry. All right, oh, yes, the privacy. There was, I guess one of you said that somebody took a video of her and that her face was blasted all over the place and that picture of her in the hospital with her smiling and making everybody feel good that she was alive and well, whatever, that was never authorized. And so her getting a picture taken and sent out, I'm wondering, here's another thing too, guys, you got to be really, really careful. And again, I don't know the laws in your particular state, but a lot of us are in the habit of taking pictures of each other and saying, are you okay with me posting this? And everybody's like, yeah. I mean, I don't get legal, paperwork written. For example, I run into Nancy Grace, love the lady, hung out with her, for a little bit in the, conference I was in at Atlanta. And, we took a picture. And I let her see it. Do you like this one? If you don't like this one, I won't post it. We took a couple others. She goes, yeah, that's good. I got verbal consent. We put the picture on, etc. That's what we do these days. If you are going to take a picture of somebody in a hospital bed, I would not suggest any sort of verbal confirmation. I would suggest that you don't post it. So there's that issue of, you know, everybody knows who she is. Now she's all over the news. And you know, at that point, you know, no wonder she's going to now start being more of a media presence in terms of nurses' rights, etc. Because she's known as the Ebola nurse. And that's a very, very death-defying, what's the word for where your reputation to have? You know, when you're trying to work in a hospital setting to be a nurse, she's only 26 years old. She has no career ahead of her. So at this point, she's already all over the media. But I found that very, very concerning. Where is our protection when it comes to, if we come down with a disease, how it gets all over the news? Okay, if you came down with Ebola, your name would be in the news. Why? because of the public health threat. All right? Anybody that knows you, anybody that's been around you, you have to then everybody has to get checked, etc. So we're trying to protect the you know, the community. But your life could be ruined. You know, and I am wondering if some of the other people who, you know, unfortunately became afflicted and then their face was plastered all over the global news, if they're going to turn around and sue, too, for lack of privacy. You know, yeah, it might have saved lives. You know, people got checked, people were, everybody was up on, you know, everybody was now on high alert, etc. Unless, I mean, maybe we need to just avoid the whole lawsuit and make sure that anybody that does get, shall we say, you know, afflicted with something, that they do have proper compensation. You know, and we're going to be moving on, but the big question I have is, what did workers' comp not cover that is forcing her to sue? Which my guess would be it's the future expenses if her career is ruined. You know, but would that be disability? I mean, I'm not sure. You know, I mean, you know, we as nurses and doctors are exposed to thousands of patients. Actually, we're exposed to millions of patients each day. I don't know how you're going to control the lawsuits if we're exposed to something that debilitates us. Even if we heal, but debilitates us from a social standpoint and from a work standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Health officials in Florida report that in the last 5 months, three people in Volusia County have been diagnosed with leprosy. Two of the cases were thought to be linked to recent contact with 9 branded armadillos. Armadillos are those leathery animals that have kind of that armor shell. They are suspected to carry the bacteria that causes leprosy, according to a paper published in New England Journal of Medicine in 2011. And they looked at the genomes of 1 wild armadillo and 3 U.S. leprosy patients. Now, leprosy is from the Mycobacterium lepra. It's a rare disease condition, but it's contagious, also known as Hansen's disease. Now, usually humans are not that susceptible. It is exposed from droplets from the nose, mouth, through close contact who was sick and not treated. The bacteria multiply very slowly in the human body. The incubation period could sometimes be decades. It'll affect the skin, the peripheral nerves, so you could have numbness or you could have pain, respiratory tract, eyes. It could damage tissues like skin, bone, cartilage. You start getting tumor-like growths. You get claw hands, collapsed facial features as it starts to progress. And they think that many people think that, you know, leprosy disappeared because you would get leprosy as a curse from God when you would commit sins, etc. And the Hebrew word for leprosy used in the Bible is tzaraath, which is kind of like unclean. I mean, if you were unclean, etc. Now, according to the World Health Organization, there were 189,000 known cases and 232,000 new cases diagnosed worldwide in 2012. We still see it in Bangladesh, Brazil, China, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, India, Indonesia, Madagascar, Burma, Nepal, Nigeria, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, all report about 1,000 cases a year. According to the U.S. CDC, we see about 100 new cases in America each year. 100! In Texas, Louisiana, Florida. Between 1994 and 2011, there were just over 2,300 new cases of leprosy diagnosed in the U.S. Wow. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry? hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals, discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.